In the 4 decades since our robots first arrived, the once fuzzy ball at the end of our telescopes has steadily focused into a red planet we can understand. And it's not a welcoming place. The problem is the atmosphere is so thin and cold that water exists only as solid ice in the ground or vapor in the air, not as a liquid on the surface. You might see some fine wispy clouds high in the sky, but don't bother bringing an umbrella. The whole planet is drier than the dustiest desert on Earth. And there hasn't been a drop of rain here for millions, perhaps billions of years.
The thing that fascinated me was that we could see valleys snaking across the surface that had clearly been carved by flowing water. So this is telling us that in the past it was different, and not only that, it was different in a way that would have made it more suitable for life than it is today. And that I found truly compelling.
We are very convinced that at one time it was a very hospitable planet with liquid water and enough atmosphere to sustain a climate. And so now we're trying to understand, how did it change, why did it change, and what still might be on Mars.
These are deep Martian mysteries. If Mars and Earth started as sister planets, did life once festoon the Martian surface? Might it still be there? And where did all the atmosphere and water go? Solving these puzzles has challenged our planetary explorers from the moment the first Martian postcards were sent back to Earth.
It's the fact that it is so much like Earth that kind of makes Mars such a special place.